Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Shishir Poddar, who's CEO of Tirupati Graphite. Hi today, Shishir.
Very excited, Zach. Some great things we've been doing.
Today's news, successful trials of battery-grade spherical graphite. It sounds good. Is it as good as it sounds?
It is not so easy to decipher what it all means because, what we have achieved is kind of very outstanding. Getting to 64% around about that is massive, Zach. We are able to achieve the spherical graphite in about 3 steps as compared to almost 13 to 14 steps that are currently being used commercially in the world.
One of the highlights of Tirupati, even before it came to market, I was following the company, is the quality of the graphite. Today's news really means that you've proved to the market that it's a quality situation. What are the practical and the business implications of today's news?
The graphite that we have from Madagascar is considered and is actually one of the best in the world. To reach spherical graphite, there are 3 major steps that you take. You process it at the primary level, then you purify the 99.95% level, and then you spheroidize it. In all these processes, we have developed very high-end technologies, that ultimately leads to the highest yield, the high range of tap density, conductivity, all these properties in the product that we are making, and that makes it a superior product.
I've seen already in the market since the announcement came out the speculation as to who the German entity is today. I'm sure you won't be able to tell us, but I think the point here is that you've got a situation where the world supply of graphite is being shared now with the Chinese. It's not just all about China.
As of today, 100% of the commercially manufactured spherical graphite comes from China. Really, they use Chinese source of flake graphite. Now, electric vehicles are a global phenomenon, and we cannot have such dependence on one nation. So it's very useful, providing a quality ex-China source. Doing it in a better way is very useful. So we have a very big upside on that side too.
And in terms of the news today, does it also improve the outlook for Tirupati that you've guided the market to?
While this has matured to an announcement today, we have been working on all spheres of graphite. So we some time back talked about our flame retardant graphite. We've now shared information about our spherical graphite as we mature. Spherical graphite is the largest growth area for graphite itself. We will continue to remain a very diversified company, so we are not sector agnostic. We will ride on the growth of spherical graphite markets, and simultaneously we'll continue our efforts on all directions. I think this is an opportune time to expedite the spherical graphite business that we were developing. So previously we were targeting July 22 for first commercial production. We will make it earlier. My personal target is to have the first commercial production by end of this year. We will try our best to do it.
Okay, on that note, and before the broadband connection completely dies, Shishir Poddar, CEO at Tirupati Graphite, congratulations on the news today, and hopefully speak soon.
Thank you, Zach. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.